This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. I am short, sorry. I forgot to put the switches up.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Welcome back. I am, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Yep.
You're listening to Newsish. Coming up, we'll be looking at the front pages of the broadsheet papers. Then we'll be going to political correspondence from German Rob, but through Mark. That'll be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then it's on to local gossip. My mum will be telling us her local news, followed by sports news from my dad. Then we'll be looking at tabloid news from Mark, finishing with the weather, with our special guest comedian, Athena Kubleto. Cool.
Yeah.
I felt a bit low energy there. Feel a bit rusty.
Yeah, well, it's been 3 weeks, but, you know, it is what it is.
How are you? What's the news? What's your news?
What's my news?
You must have some news.
Oh, I haven't got any news, really. I've been Edinburgh previews, isn't it?
How'd it be going?
Good. Stressful, but good.
Edinburgh previews, for people that don't know, are sort of work-in-progress shows, new stuff, sort of cobbling together the show before the run in Edinburgh, where producers and agents and
don't come to
critics,
see my show.
Don't go to see Mark's show. so stressful.
Yeah.
Why?
But other than that, I recently saw my housemate's cock and balls.
Sorry?
Yeah, I saw my housemate's cock and balls. Yeah, I'd never seen them before.
No?
I came back late from a gig. There was no one in. And he'd been on, like, not German Rob, by the way. It's the other housemate.
Okay. Gutted.
Oh, yeah, probably. And then I got up in the morning. He'd got back since I got back. And his door was open. Just on top of his covers, legs apart, just full frontal.
Asleep?
Cock and balls, just fast asleep. And then I noticed
oh, no.
His pants and trousers were around his ankles. He basically fell asleep mid-wank.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know what to do. I just went out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Welcome back. How should we start the show? I've got a wanky anecdote.
Have you ever seen any of your mates' bits?
No, I don't. Oh, my friend Drunk Tom went through a stage of getting drunk and then getting his penis out.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it, really.
Why? Because was he showing off?
I think he thought it was funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old was he then?
30. He was about 30.
Really? Oh, my
sort
God.
Late 20s, yeah. Just went through a stage of, like, sort of climbing on a table and getting his penis out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. What's been happening with you?
No, I got a lump cut out of my head.
Oh, you told me that earlier.
Yeah.
So how was that?
It's called a lipoma. It's a bit of, like, excess fat that's grown in a strange place, and I got it cut out. Can you imagine how worried I was when I first found the lump?
I'm surprised you didn't tell me.
Not drank. That's why I quit coffee.
Is that a thing?
Because I had a couple of cups of coffee,
and
I felt that lump, and I had a panic attack.
Oh, so the coffee was causing the panic.
It wasn't helping.
You didn't think the coffee made that happen?
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, loads of people drink coffee, Sean. And
yeah. Guess how long it took?
Oh.
Get a lump cut out of your head.
5 minutes.
15.
Oh, sorry, I ruined it.
I couldn't believe it. The doctor went, would
ask
you like me to do that now?
Ask me again.
How long do you reckon it took for me to cut a lump? Well, not me.
You do it.
it took a surgeon to take a lump out of my head.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Good guess.
Yeah.
I was really shocked. He went, would you like me to do that now? And I went,
did he inject your head?
Yeah.
The doctor did it?
Yeah, with the local
Well, so you just went anesthetic. To the doctor? You didn't go to the hospital, like, anything?
Well, no, I went to the doctor, and then they gave me an appointment to get a...
okay.
What do you call it? Consultation.
Yeah.
And then they just went, we'll do it now.
Ah.
What?
Did you keep
we'll do it?
It
now. Lie down. What?
That's probably best for you, because you panicked so much. At least you weren't worried then.
Yeah, no, it was
or
fine.
Or you were for, like, a really short amount of time.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
I finished the Jack D sitcom.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Good fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a good series?
Good.
When's that coming
Very
out?
Very good. When's it come out? I don't know. Autumn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So there's my news.
Yeah. Is it better or as good?
Definitely
as,
better.
You're definitely not going to say it's worse, but...
No, it's definitely better.
Yeah. Oh, wicked.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's better. It's going to be great. So, should we look at the front pages?
Oh, yeah, that's what we do, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. News-ish.
What have you got?
The Times, MPs back £14 billion Heathrow expansion. The Guardian, Heathrow runway gets green light as MPs cry, where's Boris? Also, urgent action needed to defend UK democracy, says Watchdog. The I have gone with Johnson takes flak on runway dodge. So that's the big story
right
of the week. There's also a story in the Daily Mail about foreigners. Well, this is the headline. First they take our jobs, now they take our air. This is the news that because there are more foreigners in the UK, they're breathing out more carbon dioxide, which is polluting the atmosphere.
Oh.
So send them back.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, awful. Absolutely terrible. But luckily they're reporting that, so we know about that. Now let's look at the Boris Johnson story. Heathrow runway gets green light as MPs cry, where's Boris? Do you know about this?
I got heckled the other day. Someone shouted Boris Johnson at me.
It's ridiculous. You don't.
I've had that before, but this one, and I used to say, on your bike, so then you know because they're Boris bikes. But I think that's too old a reference now.
Well, where was the gig?
Liverpool. It's misjudged. I instantly knew it was a bad decision. And you know what?
So
and you know what? That was in the first. So that was in the first. Before I'd done any jokes, I got a load of heckles.
Oh, well, you walked on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's okay. So, all right. If there's anyone listening that that is a fan of live comedy and wants to really disrupt a comedian's gig, heckle them before they've got to say anything. Mm. It's important. McCaffrey was telling me about this. McCaffrey did the
comedy. McCaffrey.
Paul McCaffrey, very funny comedian, one of the country's finest. He was at the Comedy Store doing a late show, and he walked on it before he'd said anything. Someone just went like, "What's wrong with your shoes?"
Oh,
and it really disrupted.
But
him.
How do you? Yeah, because you unless you've established that you're good,
yeah,
they won't go with you.
Well, you're not a comedian. If someone, this is what I'm talking about with Paul. If you go on and you get heckled before. You've got that first laugh.
Yeah.
You're not a comedian yet.
No.
You're a person standing on stage. You've got absolutely no sort
I had the worst thing, right?
So status.
So the Boris Johnson wasn't the first heckle. So
Liverpool, man.
First thing, right, so I came on, I did the setup for my first joke.
Can you give us the setup?
Yeah. What is it? Oh, yeah, I've had a good day today, found some money in the street.
Yeah.
And then this guy heckled, I think he said Ed Sheeran or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did the punchline because I was in flow, but everyone had been distracted as I was doing the setup to what he'd said and come back. So they hadn't heard the setup. So I did the punchline, which didn't get a laugh. So all of a sudden, they've heckled you. And they think, oh, the first one wasn't very funny.
Because
you haven't heard it, mate. And then I thought, right, second one's important. So I didn't even get through the first setup, and so I went Boris Johnson.
Oh, man.
And then I did the on your bike
to
nothing. And then... And you know what? I held my nerve, and the gig was fine in the end, but it took 5 minutes for him to get on board.
Yeah, of course.
And I was closing.
Oh, okay. That's awkward.
And everyone else had done really well. And it was there for the taking. I thought, this is going to be a great gig.
Well, that's what happens, because you're not ready for a heckle when you go on. Do you know what? If you had been, like, new...
Yeah,
and you're terrified when you're the sort of main fear is being heckled. You'd probably be ready for that.
Because
you go on scared, but when you become more experienced, you're relaxed. You walk on.
But I've got a put down to the Ed Sheeran one. So I did do a put down after the first joke, and that worked.
Yeah.
And then they thought, oh, this guy is okay. And then Boris Johnson put down didn't work. Oh, back to square one.
So back to the Boris story.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't look like Boris Johnson.
You do look like maybe if Boris went on a health kick, which isn't going to happen. Now look. Heathrow runway gets green light. Yeah. So this is the green light of they're expanding Heathrow. They're going to build a new runway.
Yeah,
and this was opposed due to things like pollution.
Opposed
would be the big one
against.
Yeah,
some might say.
So yeah, fine. And Boris.
Yeah.
Back when he was after winning his Uxbridge and South Ruislip seat as MP.
Yeah.
He was opposing the runway.
Of course he was.
This is the quote.
I will lie down in front of those bulldozers and stop the building, stop the construction of that road runway.
Wouldn't it be better if I could do an impression of Boris? That would be such an easier comeback.
All you need to do is, you know when you've got in from the cold?
Shall I try it?
You know when you've got in from the cold? Yeah. And you go, they'll say something.
Oh, you bastard. What? I don't know. What should I say?
Just not that.
Brexit.
On your bike.
On your bike.
Yeah, okay. It's not really working.
No.
But basically, so he said, I will lie down with you in front of those bulldozers and stop the building, stop the construction of that third runway. Then, he wasn't there to vote against the runway. He decided to go and have an official meeting in Afghanistan instead of staying and opposing that runway. So he's gone back on his... It's basically gone back on his word.
But the Afghanistan thing, was that important?
The Afghanistan thing, was it important?
No.
I don't know. I can't find it.
Probably not.
In the article.
So he's gone. See, because the Boris bike thing, that was a pollution.
This is what he said about his meeting in Afghanistan. At this important moment when Afghan led efforts towards peace and a political settlement have gained considerable impetus, I was proud and inspired to be in Kabul to see how the UK is working in support of the Afghan government to achieve this goal. So that's what he was doing.
I didn't really understand what that meant.
It's shaking hands, our things, you know? That.
Can't he vote it in from, can't he postal vote?
No.
They should be able to do that.
I know.
If he's doing something important, let him have a vote. So his vote was that the difference?
I mean, it would have made a difference anyway.
Oh, so what are we worried about?
It was backed by 415 votes to 119.
What's it matter then?
Yeah.
Is his vote worth more?
Well, it's just that he said that, you know, this runway will not happen.
Yeah.
He will lie down.
Yeah.
In front of those bulldozers, and he's not even bothered voting.
Yeah, I don't think that's news. So you're telling me if he'd have voted, and it still went through, what's the doesn't matter? Well, he probably knew. He knew that everyone was going to vote the other way, so it was like, oh, I'm going to go do some good in Afghanistan.
Isn't it about principle?
No.
No?
No, he wasn't going to win. Was he?
Fair enough.
What's the point? Yeah, why is that news?
Well, he's always in the news. Well, it's news that there's going to be a third runway. It's strange times for, like, when the problem with...
Third runway just means more planes can take off.
Yeah, obviously. What else would it mean?
So more people... Why are more people going on holiday then?
What's that?
Are more people going on holiday now?
I think... I don't know. I go to Heathrow now and again. It seems to be fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like we need a third runway.
No.
No.
There's probably going to be less planes going on each one, so it's probably all going to even out.
It's bad for the environment.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Because you know
how much difference is it going to make? Like, at the end of the day, if you add up all the planes that take off, the extra ones from there, is it going to make a lot of difference? If it is, it is. Well, they shouldn't have it.
No, it's not good, is it?
No, I don't think it's good.
Planes are one of the biggest sort of contributors to pollution, and they're building a third runway.
It's not good, is it? They should try to make planes less pollution, or like, I don't know, like flappy wings. Flappy wings.
Giant birds.
Giant, essentially. Why don't they have flappy wings? Birds do it. So why don't they just do the same thing, but flappy wings and no pollution?
It's a bloody good point. So, headline from the Times. I think we covered that, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's genius.
Solved it.
Exactly. It's like news night, this. So, use of chemical cosh drugs on children doubles in a decade. The use of Ritalin and other smart drugs... has more than doubled. I think it's Ritalin. Is it pronounced Ritalin? You won't know, will you?
Yeah.
Has more than doubled in the past 10 years, prompting the chief inspector of schools to warn that parents are trying to medicate away children's bad behaviour. Almost 1.5 million prescriptions for the drugs used to tackle attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD.
Yeah.
I think I've got that.
No, I don't.
I do.
No.
I can't focus.
I can't really, but I don't think I've got that. I can't watch an Edinburgh show hour. It's just too long.
No.
Make them all 40 minutes.
Well, the thing is, I always have to be doing like two things.
Mm. Do you?
Yeah.
What's that about? Oh, right. Is this a thing?
This is what I've done a while back. Is I bought what do you call it? Nail
files.
Nail files.
Yeah.
Bought them so that I had something to do when watching a film in the cinema.
That's stupid.
Just to relax. So that I can watch the film because I'm filing my nails. Yeah.
Well, normally what you do is watch a film before the sleep, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I've got this thing where I was thinking about the other day and I've just realised I've got it and this might be normal.
Ginger hair.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who knew?
Come on.
So if I know I've got to do stuff,
yeah,
I always have to order it in a way that I know is the most efficient. Like, if I know...
This is just your organised.
Yeah, but is that a thing? Because I have to run through it in my head. So I go, right, I need to have a shave, shower, clean my teeth. I need to do something on the computer or whatever. So I just go... So I think, right, I've got to get everything done in there.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Does this not make any sense?
You're just telling me how you get ready in the morning. I mean,
no, but I always have to run through the most efficient route.
You said the Boris thing. You said the Boris thing wasn't news. What the hell are you talking about?
But this isn't news.
You're going, oh, I think I've got this weird thing. I get out of bed in the morning and I go brush my teeth.
No, but I have to, like, if the bedroom's further, I always make sure I go to the bathroom. Like, I always have to make sure everything is so time efficient.
What are you talking about?
Is that just normal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about?
You get up and you get ready?
Yeah, but I make sure that if... I always work out the route and stuff it's most time efficient. Yeah, so everything... So I don't... If I don't walk past something that I've got to do later...
Who
I'll
does
just
that?
Go and do...
Who would do that? I'm going to go brush my teeth, but I'll take a little trip into the garden first. What are you talking about? Go to the bathroom.
But if I've got gardening to do, then I might go to the garden first, but I think, oh no, I've got to go... It's more time efficient to go and do these things on the way to the garden. Everyone's switched off now, aren't they?
Yes, definitely.
I thought that was weird.
What? That you do things that you basically do things the easier way?
Yeah, yeah, that.
Yeah, yeah, that disorder.
Yeah. Is that not a disorder? Oh, good.
Don't think so.
Nice, thank you. I was worried.
So, right, yeah, so last year, 700... Sorry. Yeah, so these ADHD drugs that combat ADHD were dispensed by the NHS last year. Fewer than 700,000. More? I can't read the article. Can you read that for me? Let me start again. This is a mess. I'm sorry. I know. Let me start again. What a disaster.
What page is it?
See what happens. We've been away for 3 weeks. Almost 1.5 million prescriptions for the drugs used to tackle attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and to boost concentration were dispensed by the NHS last year, compared with fewer than 700,000 a decade earlier. So, like, parents are just trying to give their kids drugs to stop them from being naughty.
Or a doctor is telling them to do that.
Probably just an easy thing to do, isn't it? I'll give them a couple of these.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, drugs aren't good, are they?
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are... Really bad. Okay. Chemicals on that.
Chemicals, yeah.
Yeah. What would you do if you had a kid?
Naughty step.
And the kid... No. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Were you part of a naughty step?
Yeah, but I got to a point where I used to just take myself off to it if I knew I was going to get into trouble. I just
Sorry?
I'd do something... And then I'd go, fine, I'm going, before they could tell me, and I'd just go and sit on the naughty step.
Okay, that...
And then they stopped telling me to go there because I was already going to go anyway.
Well, so hang on, you would do something,
yeah,
and then you'd sort of, you'd manage yourself, you'd go, oh, that was naughty, but get sit on the step.
Yeah,
but that is mental.
But I think I knew they were going to tell me.
That is mental.
Yeah, it's in my memory.
That'd be like going to the police station because you thought about stealing a Snickers.
No, I did do the bad thing.
Oh, you did do the bad thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God! What an honest man.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Did you do the naughty step thing?
Did I do the naughty step? No, I didn't really have any. No.
No.
There was no sort of boundaries. To be honest, I never really got punished. I got punished at school.
Yeah.
But I used to, like, me and my friend Crazy Dave used to have competitions to see who could get the most attention.
Is that the one that got his knob out?
No.
That's a different.
That's
one.
Drunk Tom.
Oh, Drunk Tom.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So. So there you go. People are using
drugs.
Have
all your friends got nicknames like that? Crazy Dave, Drunk Tom. Have you got one? Have they got your name for you?
Maybe behind my
nail
my
filing
nickname's
Sean.
Waish.
Waish?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Waish Dog.
Like Walsh?
Well, no, because the first time my name was ever on a poster, there was a typo. It was Sean Walsh. So that's my name. Sean Walsh.
Oh, that's good.
Right, okay, so yeah, there's the news.
There's the news.
Boris was in Afghanistan. Heathrow is being expanded. And parents are giving their kids too many drugs to try and combat bad behaviour.
Yeah.
Mark, I wanna after we come back from a song, I just want to hear what you think. Oh, you said Naughty Steps, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, that was it.
What was you going to ask?
How you think we should combat children misbehaving, but you said...
Naughty Step.
The Naughty Step. Let's have a song, we'll come
back. We spoke about smacking last time, didn't we?
Smacking
kids?
Remember?
Yeah, don't you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I farted on a kid's head by mistake the other day.
What?
Well, I farted and then I turned around and the kid was at level with my bum.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At a train station.
A loud one?
No.
Oh, really?
But I still farted on his head.
Yeah, did he react?
Huh?
Should I tell you what?
He passed out. Go on, sorry.
I went on a date about two months ago, right?
Did you?
Yeah.
We've got to play a song, come on.
It met in a shopping centre. And then,
you met her at a shopping centre?
Yes, yeah, that's where we met.
Oh, and then, a security guard?
And then, within the first minute of meeting her, I totally wiped out a kid. He just wasn't looking where I was going, and I was sort of talking, preoccupied with trying to be impressive. And then just hit a kid. Just need him.
Was she impressed?
No, not at all.
Right, we'll come back from the song, and we'll listen to Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week. This is All That I Want Is You. By the Magic Gang.
Come into your hotel room, and you told me that the things I showed you just wouldn't do. Put me down in front of the told me that you'd make the changes you wanna see.
I Want Is You by the Magic Gang. It's now time for
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Thank you, Sean.
Pleasure.
Someone asked me what I think of the England kit. I said, it's all white.
Yeah, fine. So, very good. We're going to talk to my mum. I was going to talk to you a bit about the World Cup. We talk to my mum about the World Cup? So what she thinks?
Well, and your dad.
Okay. Sports News. Of course.
Sports News.
So it's time for local news.
Local gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't believe this. This is getting out of hand now. Can't believe this.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Well, you know, Teresa.
Teresa?
Yeah, yeah.
Teresa from number 5?
Yeah, right.
What's she done now?
Well, our daughter.
Yeah?
Kimmy.
Oh, Kimmy, she's nice.
Well, hang on, slow down, man. She's 8. What's
I'm back. Oh God.
Oh God. So
local gossip.
Forget the jingle. Right, that was the jingle. Local gossip. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you?
Oh, you're very high energy.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
That's good. Well, have the Russians hit us with laughing gas? What is going on? Why is that so funny?
What?
I said you're high energy.
And I said, this is saying, am I? I said, ham I?
Ham I?
Yeah.
What are you on about?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, so, local news, Mum, what's been going on?
Well, the Dingles, they've only got 5 cars now.
Oh, right.
But the funny thing is, he's going round on the bloody scooter. That is so funny.
What do you mean? He's got 5 cars, but he's using the scooter?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, see, I mean, they don't work, the cars. So, he's going around on a scooter, but it's not a very good ad, is it? A car mechanic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fair enough. What else? That's the news of the Dingles, that one of them is riding a moped. Hello. Mum, you know we do this every Tuesday. Why don't you find a spot where the signal. Hello!
Is it me you're looking for?
Unbelievable, she's gone. Oh. That is just... Well, hopefully we can talk to her.
Wow. That actually moves us on to the tabloids. There's a bit about Lionel Richie. Do you want to talk about that until we get her back?
Oh, my God, that's weird.
Yeah. Do you want to mention... Or are we going to try and get her back on...
Yeah, we will try and get her back. Let's go to tabloid news. What's going on?
Lionel Richie and Ed Sheeran had a little get-together and they were spending £750 a bottle on alcohol all night. Have you ever spent something like...
Hell, that's not news either.
Well, it's in the tabloids.
Well, what do you mean by that? That was in a broadsheet.
Tabloids isn't proper news, is it?
No, I know, but that... But that's, like, not even tabloid news, is it? That Ed Sheeran and Lionel Richie...
You'd expect that.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
Let's have a look. No, just tell me.
Tell me
what's going on.
But, so they just met.
Do you know,
up and...
I know Ed Sheeran's cousin.
Yes.
Well, you said to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Murray.
Yeah. You used to do stand-up.
Yeah. I met Ed Sheeran before he was famous.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What did you think of him?
I don't really remember. It was a Latitude Festival, and I woke him up in the tent. He was asleep in the tent, and I woke him up and asked him to move.
You slept next to him?
No, I was looking for something, and he was sleeping on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But he was playing at the festival?
I don't know. Bit of a non-story, that, which I haven't told you. Carry on.
Have you ever spent, like, a stupid amount like that? That's a lot of money. Like, £750 a bottle.
Well, I've got a round in it, cost so much.
Have you?
No.
No.
I was just being like, laddie, like, oh, right. Out with the boys. Hey, who wants a drink? You. So what I did do once, I was very drunk and I just had some very good news. So whoever walked into the pub, I bought a Jager bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How many people walked in?
Four.
Wow. Wow. You big spender.
I know, come on.
And that's it, really. That's the news.
News that Ed Sheeran and Lionel Richie bought some booze.
So I reckon they must be doing a duet or something soon, I'd have thought.
Right, come on, more news. My mum's back.
Let's get back.
Oh, I'm back.
Yes, you are. So, you know we do this every Tuesday, so can you stand at a place where you've got a signal, please?
Yes, okay. Well, I am. It's all right now, anyway.
So,
yeah.
Mum, do you have any more local news?
I'm painting at the moment.
Oh, tell me about that text. Yeah. I've got that text. I'll read out this text. So my mum's been painting the house at the moment.
Yes.
And here we go. You text me about what happened. So...
Oh,
yeah. This is it, isn't it?
I handed over a can of paint to Michael,
yeah.
Which he dropped. And the can opened up and the paint went everywhere in the hall.
So,
and instead of sort of stepping back, what did he do? He walked all through the paint, walked it through the house, and Sally was screaming, "Don't be so stupid, don't be so stupid, take your socks off."
Gertrude's dog. Sally is like, you know, like my auntie, like
yeah,
my
yeah,
best
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
And Michael is my dad, for any new listeners. The text you sent me was quite funny about this. You said, I've got to get a new phone. Right, this is not working. Hope the gig went well. Sally and I brought the paint back. I passed Michael a tin. He held it wrong and dropped it. The paint went everywhere. He then walked it through the house. Sally nearly killed him. So did I. Also, Gertrude is a white dog now.
Yes, because the paint went everywhere.
Yeah.
But she's okay now. She's only white one side now.
Okay, that's great.
I suppose you can't get it. Can you not wash it out?
Not this particular paint, no.
Oh, right.
But she's all right. Yeah. She's just half gloss.
Right, great. So painting's going fine then?
Yeah, it's going on and doing the hallway, the back room, the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's really coming on.
Do you remember my bedroom when you painted my bedroom?
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid, all the different colours. Do you want to tell the listeners what colour my bedroom was?
Pink.
What?
Bright pink with glittered orange. Remember that?
Yes.
Because I wanted it to be the colours of the front cover of The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
You're such a loser.
And I did it.
Yeah, it's good, that, wasn't it? I like that.
Yeah.
That's why I was sad that you're painting the house white, because I wanted it to be loads of different colours.
Yeah.
Heat wave. Are you happy with the heat wave?
Yes, absolutely. And it just zaps you, doesn't it? So the painting, stop painting today. We'll continue tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah,
go on.
And you were going to mention about the football, and I have watched it. I've watched the games when England's been playing.
Yeah.
And they're doing very well. Yes, I'm very impressed. And it's about time they had a young team.
Do you think they can go all the way?
Yes.
Okay, great. Brilliant.
Heard it
and I think we're going to win.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
We should really play Three Lions today, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Get Three Lions on.
Yeah, I love that song. Okay, which version?
So, the 96 version, obviously, not the Russell Brand and Robbie Williams version.
Russell Brand?
Yeah, it's a really terrible version.
Oh.
Yeah. Mum, okay.
Want me to pass you over to Michael, I suppose?
For sports news, yeah.
Okie dokies. All right, then.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has
come
for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
Hello. You got to wait for the little...
Yeah,
so sports news, how's it going?
Oh, I'm looking forward to Argentina tonight.
Oh, so to explain to me what the situation is with Argentina. What has to happen?
Game and they've drawn again. They could be tough out unless they win. They might even have to win by a few goals.
So that they're going to have to win and win with goal difference to go through.
I think so, yeah.
It's Argentina versus Nigeria.
No, is it Iceland?
Iceland, is it?
I think, I could be wrong.
It's Nigeria.
Is it? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's all right. Obviously, there's been a big thing that what the press are jumping on, or everyone, sort of social media is jumping on, is how much better a World Cup Ronaldo has had compared to Messi. I mean, Messi's had a very disappointing tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty. I hope Messi shines tonight. I love Messi.
Yeah. Are you a Messi or Ronaldo, man?
Messi.
Yeah. But Ronaldo has been absolutely superb.
Listen, the big sport news last week, Sean, was I was in Ireland last weekend, the weekend before, just the one just gone, and Limerick got beaten by Clare in the Munster hurling. I watched it with my mum, my 91-year-old mum, and she was disgusted as well.
Did you actually go to the game, the hurling match? I don't recommend.
No, I watched it on telly.
Explain to Mark and explain to our listeners, because not all listeners, I think, will have a fully rounded idea of what hurling is. This
vomiting
national.
Well, the nearest thing to describe it is probably shinty.
Is what?
You know, it's a hockey, except the butt on the sticks are a bit wider. It's a lot fiercer, as you know. And all the teams in Munster play each other in a round robin for the Munster Championship, and the Leinster teams do it as well. And then eventually there's an All-Ireland final, which is a great day out.
And when's that? When's the All-Ireland final?
September. Oh, September.
Yeah. Maybe try and go ahead for that. Never heard of it.
No.
Okay, cool. So, all right, Dad... before you go, who do you think... Well, first of all, what do you think of England's tournament so far?
I think it's great so far. And I'm quietly hopeful. I think that, you know, the expectation is brimming a little, OK? But, I mean, they'll certainly be able to beat whoever they meet in the round of 16. Because it's Colombia, Senegal, that group. And they can beat anyone in that group.
Yeah.
So they should get to the quarterfinals, I think.
OK,
but then it's Brazil or Germany, isn't it? Quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win this tournament, and then we'll let you go?
I think Germany have been let off the hook, and they won't make any mistakes from now on.
Yeah, fair enough. I sort of agree with that. Okay, that's sports news from Michael Walsh, my dad. Thanks, Dad.
All right, Sean.
Cheers.
That lead us on.
Take
to
care. Bye.
German Rob, we haven't done German Rob yet.
Do you
want to do it after a song or?
So, no, German Rob. I want to hear about the tabloids.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
What do you want to do? Well,
we missed German Rob earlier.
Okay, German Rob. Fine, we'll do German Rob then.
No, because you're now going to be negative about German Rob and you're not going to be interested and then it's a waste of time. So I might as well just do the tabloids then, don't I?
No, come on, do German
no,
Rob.
No, just
do German Rob.
No.
I want to get out of the way.
Yeah, that's the point. You want to get out of the way. You're not going to give it enough attention.
Oh, come on, German Rob.
And it's sport related.
So, what, German Rob?
Yeah.
Do it.
Switzerland.
No, explain the section first, because it's a new
section.
You
explain the section.
So, this is correspondence with German Rob. Mark lives with a German human being called Rob.
Yeah.
And Rob studies...
international conflict analysis.
Okay. And what we do is German Rob will explain something to Mark that's sort of current affairs... in terms of politics, mm-hmm. and then Mark has to sort of remember and then translate that to us, the listeners, me and you guys. So go on, what's German Rob been going on about?
So it's the Switzerland in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Two players celebrated their goals.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
By doing this butterfly thing, but apparently it's not a butterfly with the hands. It's a two-headed, two-headed eagle.
Yeah.
And it's something to do with, oh God, Kosovo? Because they were against Serbia, and Serbia don't recognise Kosovo as an individual country.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of conflict, and there's people, peacekeepers, sort of stopping trouble.
Yeah, this is
and the Switzerland, Swiss, isn't it? The Swiss players were Kosovan refugees.
Don't know what you're
so, about. So they were against Serbia.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know what I'm about?
It's just stuttery. Yeah, but you're not saying confidently.
No, of course not. I'm trying to remember
it. It's so difficult to follow.
Why are you so negative?
It's just, it's unclear.
This was never going to work as a section today, was it? Because you didn't want to do it. What's the point?
No, but...
German Robert spent 2 minutes telling me
is
this
that
stuff.
It? 2 minutes?
Maybe five. And then, so they got fined.
Those players got fined.
Yeah.
Those players. So what you could have said is those players got fined for making a political sort of.
That's what they did.
Statement,
yeah.
Statement during the game.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Right. There you go. Right. Tabloid news.
Now I've got to be upbeat for this bit.
Come on, Mark.
Okay, this is quite fun, actually, Sean.
Yes.
This is a fun bit.
I've been a bit busy, so fun. I don't know the news. I want to know the news.
Well, this isn't really news, but this is quite a fun. So I've got two fun things of games for
Come
you.
Come on.
Little game for
Come
you.
Come on!
Okay, so there's been some movement in the biggest selling lagers in England.
Oh, right.
This is fun. Over the World Cup.
Yeah.
So the top three, what do you think number three is?
This is a great game.
Yeah, I know. Number three, lager.
Peroni.
No.
Oh.
Peroni, do you reckon?
That's stupid. That was a very London answer.
Yeah.
It could be in London, but no.
On your bike.
Oh, God. So, all right, Foster's.
Well done.
Yeah.
That was number two, but it's been moved down to number three.
Number one is Kronenbourg.
No.
Stella.
Yep.
Number two is Kronenbourg.
No.
Number two is... Red Stripe.
No.
Number two is Bexvere.
No.
Number two is Heineken. Yes.
No.
Carlsberg. Thank you. Number two is... hang on. Foster's, Heineken,
Yes!
Budweiser.
Woohoo!
Oh, that's a shame that we're buying American booze.
Yeah, it's the Bud Light.
That's pathetic.
Pathetic. And I've got another game for you.
Yeah.
Daily Star, they said that the guy that plays Boyce in Only Fools and Horses,
yeah,
he's got this little earner, which actually suits his character, where he sends messages to fans, like in character, and they pay £30 a time,
So
he's done like 1,000 messages, so he's earned £30,000 from doing that.
Wow.
Right, and then I looked in the Sun, and they're covering it, but they're covering it in more detail.
Oh, great.
And there's a list of celebrities.
I'm enjoying this.
There's a list of celebrities.
By the way, why have you not told us his real name? Oh. Surely that's in the article. John Challis.
John Challis.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew anyway.
Yeah.
So in the Sun, they've given celebrities and how much they charge for this service. So I thought we could
do a higher or lower game. This is excellent.
Do you want to do a higher or lower game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
So there's the guy that sang Agadoo in the 80s. No, Agadoo?
No.
Agadoo.
Right.
That one.
Okay.
How much do you reckon he charges for a message to a fan?
Tenner.
No, £5. Okay.
This is brilliant.
Big Keith in The Office.
Fucking brilliant.
Big Keith is on The Office.
Yeah.
Higher or lower than that guy, Dean Michael?
Higher.
Yeah, £20.
£20.
Yeah,
I've told you about this before.
What?
On the show, that Keith from The Office. I sat next to him at a gig. Do you remember this?
Oh.
And someone spiked his drink, and he passed out next to me.
No, you haven't said that on here.
Haven't I?
I've never heard that.
Oh yeah, so I was at a gig. This is years ago. Next to Keith from The Office.
Yeah. Oh, you totally told us.
Is that a fine?
Yeah.
I saw him just go. Poof.
You're
I
joking.
Fall back and I was like, "Oh, sorry, help!" And it turned out he'd been spiked, and I think it was a girl trying to spike my drink.
Do you?
Yeah, I was a bit of a looker when I was younger.
And Keith took one for the team.
Yeah,
did she go off with him?
Huh?
Did she go off with him?
I don't know.
Hang on, what would that help her? You passing out? What was she going to do?
Sit on my face? I don't know. Sorry. Sorry. Awful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
More money or less money than Keith from The Office?
Christopher Biggins. Oh, more.
£5 more. £25.
Yeah.
Rebecca Adlington.
Who's that?
The swimmer that Frankie Boyle had a pop at that time.
Oh, about looking like an upside down spoon or something. Yeah.
More or less than Christopher Biggins?
Less, I hope.
No, £30.
What is she saying?
What is she saying?
Is it underwater?
Sounds like Boris.
Yeah, go on.
Justin Lee Collins.
Aha. Who used to do FUBAR?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know something he did?
What?
Okay.
Oh, well, can you say it?
Of course I can say it.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, he's done a lot worse.
Okay, fair enough. Allegedly.
No, I think they played a tape of him saying a lot worse.
Yeah, but have you seen the tape?
Right, okay, so I think it was an audio. But I'm not going to stick on this. It's just that someone tweeted me saying, get Sean Walsh off the telly or something and bring back Justin Lee Collins.
Right.
Right. And I saw that someone had liked it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I wonder who's like that. And I clicked on the like and it was him.
You're joking.
He likes that.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Come on, mate. We're all in the same game. Leave it out. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Right, go on. Come on, come on. Justin Lee Collins. It's got to be less.
Less, but £25.
To get a voicemail.
I mean, it doesn't say that people are actually asking them to do it. That's just how much they say they're going to charge.
Okay.
And then you got Right Said Fred.
Legends.
Right Said Fred.
Absolute legends. Can we get Right Said Fred a song, please? Yeah, I want to play that as well.
Okay. More or less than Justin
Lee Collins.
I've been
told not today. We don't have enough time.
Oh.
That's such a shame. Come on.
More or less than Justin Lee Collins.
Who?
Right Said Fred.
Oh, got me more.
And yeah, yes. Correct. £50.
Worth it.
Would you do that? We should do it on the show. Get what? A message from them.
Well, pay them £50 to call
you, if
show.
You're going
to
pay, yeah.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
And then, yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah,
I genuinely do that.
Yeah,
we're going to get Right Said Fred.
See what they do.
You know they are, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. I downloaded that recently.
Too sexy for my shirt.
Just cracks
it's
me up.
Sexy, it hurts.
It's so good. So fun. Right.
Cool. Yeah. So
okay.
That's yeah.
Well, look, we're going to get a song. We're going to come back. And we're going to get the weather. Yeah?
Yeah. Let's
you
do
weather?
It.
The weather from Athena Kublenu. Mm. Comedian.
Yep.
Now it's just a little bit of hope. Yeah.
I love this song. I'm going to listen to it. I'm not even going to take the headphones off.
Oh, before I play this, I don't know if you saw my tweet. This is a true story. What? I was a bit hungover. You know when you're a bit hungover, you're a bit fragile?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I saw the tweet.
It's a genuine truth. I was a bit hungover. Not like headache or anything. Just emotionally, just slightly unstable.
Yeah.
Unstable. And I thought about Gareth Southgate missing the penalty in Euro 96 and then being the man to go and take England to winning the World Cup. Yeah. And I cried my eyes out.
I just got goosebumps.
What a story that'll play. I hope he does it.
Yeah.
Just for him. Not the nation, none of that crap. Just that man.
He seems like a nice man, doesn't he?
He seems like a lovely man because he's been humbled because of what an awful thing that happened to him.
Yeah.
Missing that penalty and sudden death. Gareth, this is for you. Takes a while to.
The crosses of St. George are flying all around me. Gareth Southgate, the whole of England is with you.
Goosebumps.
Oh, it's saved!
Away. It could have been all songs in the street. It was nearly complete. It was nearly so sweet. And now I'm singing three lines on a shirt. Jewels remain still gleaming. No more years of hurt. No more need for dreaming.
Talk about coming home, and then one night in Rome, we were strong, we had grown, and now I see it's ready for war. Guys are good as before, sheer is certain to score, and Psycho screaming,
three lines on his shirt.
Yeah.
God. That wasn't a good version. I like the one
we
talked about
Bobby
version. Moore.
It's still a good version.
It's a good one.
It's just not as good as the original.
But it was good that it got the Southgate bit in there.
You should hear the Russell Brand, Robbie Williams one. It's awful.
When was that put out?
Oh, I don't know, a few years ago.
No, I never heard it.
It's
we should
terrible.
Do one, shouldn't we? We should do an England song. You, me, you and your dad. Me, you, your mum and your dad were off to Waterloo. We could do that version. Okay. Our own version. You don't seem very enthusiastic about
that's
this.
That's a terrible idea.
Why is that a terrible idea?
It's just a terrible idea.
Oh, you're so negative.
No one would buy it.
I bet. Okay, tweet in now if you'd buy it.
No.
And then we'll check at the end to see how many people have tweeted in.
Oh, so, yeah, if you're listening and you want a World Cup song by me and Mark, and possibly my dad, then tweet in. If I think there's enough tweets,
we'll do it. We'll do it for next week.
So we won't do it.
We will. We'll see. Won't. Tweet in at Big Bird Sheeran or at Sean Walsh or at FUBAR Radio.
Right. Okay.
I'm not sure if that is the FUBAR one.
Time for an ad for another show. Then we'll come back and we'll speak to Athena and she'll give us the weather. And we'll talk about stuff that we've spoken about within the past hour.
Yep.
FUBAR Radio presents
Man Like Hacks. Yes, guys, it's me, your boy Man Like Hacks, and I'm delighted to say that I'll be doing a World Cup show on FUBAR Radio from 5 to 6 on Fridays. So if you guys are listening in, this is going to be the most amazing journey. So don't forget, stay with me for the Russian World Cup 2018, where I'm going to be reporting as a gaffer on all the games and all the results. And don't forget, I will be there talking about all the wacky shoes, and as Vardy got his girlfriend there and Kyle Walker. It's going to be amazing. So please, Friday, 5 to 6, my World Cup show, Man Like Hacks, FUBAR Radio. It's going to be amazing.
Man Like Hacks.
FUBAR Radio.
Check it out.
What was that?
He does impressions. Oh. The impressions, yeah, you idiot. Right, here we go. Hello, Athena Kubelu, how's it going?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you enjoying this heat wave?
I'm enjoying this heat wave very much. It's amazing. It's longer. It's about 10 years overdue.
Yes.
So I'm very excited by it.
So you're on. You're here to, of course. I mean, I know you're here. You want to talk to us. You want to have a chat. I know that's really why you're here. But
yeah. It
just so happens that you are doing an Edinburgh show.
I'm doing an Edinburgh show. I mean, we don't have to talk about it, but if you insist, I'm doing an Edinburgh show. I'm doing an Edinburgh show 5:30 every day in Underbelly Med Quad.
Okay.
That's what I have to say. And it's called Follow the Leader.
It's called what? Oh, yes, Follow the Leader. Yeah, so...
Follow the Leader, yeah.
I'm going to assume that this show actually might be about something.
It's about stuff. It's about
stuff.
All kinds of things.
I love stuff.
Yeah,
that's
it's
good.
About stuff. I talk about all kinds of stuff in my show. It's basically... I'll tell you what, I'll give you the blurb and then we can talk rubbish. So the blurb is basically... we all follow the leader... but the leaders are terrible, but we can't blame the leaders for being terrible because we're terrible. And I talk about all the stupid things that I've done, which mean I can't really moan about Brexit or Trump or Boris, because at the end of the day, like, I've done stupid things myself. So some people, what I say is some people vote Brexit, some people ruin their laminate, and I've ruined my laminate. So it's either, you know, swings and roundabouts, really.
Fantastic! I'm gonna come and watch 5:30.
You should come and watch. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And I might have AV. That's audio visual to the non performers out there. It's very exciting.
What? Hang on. What? What?
AV. I might have like stuff to watch. Stuff to watch like that is like on a screen. That's
what,
fun, isn't it?
What do you mean? Do you mean like so you're doing stand up and then there'll be like clips?
Yeah, because basically I'm like, oh, I've got 10 minutes to go, so I might just put some video in.
So you've run out, run of ideas.
That's what I did.
Yeah. I might put some clip art and some GIFs. Yeah.
Have like a food break.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be amazing. And I could cook the food.
Great.
It'll be
idea.
Like comedy and food. So it'll be catering and comedy. That'd be right.
How have the work in progress shows been, like the previews been going? Is your show finished or?
No, it's the previews. I always enjoy the previews more than Edinburgh. And I think because there's just everyone expecting it to be rubbish. So they come with that kind of, oh, we'll just go with the flow. But in Edinburgh, people expect it to be something like, you know, Live at the Apollo, the Palladium kind of quality.
Yeah,
they still expect me to be rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I've liked the previews so far. They've been really fun. But that means nothing in Edinburgh because it's a different species, isn't it?
Absolutely different universe that I do not understand, unfortunately. So, more importantly, have you ever farted on a kid's head?
on a kid's head, or on any, a man's
well,
head.
Anyone's
I have.
Head. Sorry?
Definitely. You don't get to my age and not having farted at a man's head once.
What do you mean?
So I'm not a child.
Why were you farting on a man's head?
It wasn't on purpose. It was involuntary. There's actually a story behind it. Do you need a story?
Yes,
it's
definitely.
Not a great story. Basically, I went out with a guy and I went to a show.
Man.
You know, well, no, we weren't standing up.
Right. Okay.
We're lying. Right. How much detail do we need to go into here? Blimey. Anyway, he was waiting for me to do a comedy show, but it was a black show, so it ended like 3 hours later than it should have.
Yes.
Right? But he just refused to come in because he just didn't want to come in. So he waited in his car, bless him. So we drove to my house, and I'd cooked that day, because I always cook. I love cooking. And I'd made like a pumpkin curry, roti. Now, I don't normally eat that late. But I just wanted—I wanted to feed him because I felt so bad about him waiting for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have eaten that much fibre and spices that late. Well, you asked the question.
No, I know. I'm very happy with the answer as well.
So anyway, I'll let you fill in the gaps.
Okay.
But it did culminate in me letting one off on his face.
That's
the end of the story.
Okay. Yeah. No. Let's.
Oh, saucy.
So you can edit that and put that on your social media. That'd be fun.
I think you should.
You can spread that one around.
You should make a reenactment of that, and that should be one of the videos during your show.
It will never be reenacted. I could do it with a teddy bear, I guess. I could do like a reconstruction with like Barbies and stuff.
Or a member of the front row.
But it's just such a shame because I gave him that food and I ate with him just to reward him, and I ended up punishing him. Never mind.
Mm. No, it's fine. I think we forgive you. So that's fine. Now, the other thing is, have you ever been... I assume... Did you have a naughty step, basically?
No, I grew up in the 80s. I know naughty step. We got a naughty spank. That was it. naughty step. Can you imagine an 80s mother going to sit on the naughty step? We would have... What? No. We didn't have a naughty step,
so,
no.
Were you a naughty kid?
No, I was quite well behaved. I was a bit devious, so I never got caught when I was naughty.
Ah,
if I'm honest.
Well done.
I was a devious one, but I wasn't like a hard. I wasn't like bratty. I was always polite. I was a bit of a goody-goody, but I did used to have a bit of a dark side. Yeah, I was an evil child basically.
Yeah.
But no one knew. We're the worst. It's better to have a brat. At least you know you stand with them.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing before we go, before you give us the weather, is have you ever been heckled before you've got to the microphone?
Oh, yeah. There isn't a woman in comedy that hasn't been heckled for being a woman in comedy before they've stepped up. I would be very surprised.
It's
gotten serious now. Let's talk about farting again. That's too serious. generally, like, oh, we're looking for, or just like sarcastic, oh, you're going to make us laugh.
Oh,
like,
no.
Really kind of like underhanded compliments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things like that. But not, stuff like that. Or someone's really smashed it before you.
Uh-oh.
People will make a little comment like, oh, I bet you're shitting it or whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But generally speaking,
all had that.
Yeah. So, but generally speaking, mostly to do with my gender. Or I think, like, I've had MCs introduce me to the stage and talk. Like, to be honest, it would be the MC heckling me. So they'll talk about how tight my jeans are or about lady comedy. I hope you're looking forward to it.
Oh, my God.
That kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't want to bring it down. Let's bring it back up with the weather, which I'm assuming is going to be very, very, very nice wherever you are. Where are you?
I'm in a beautiful part of the world called Ponder's End. I don't know what the weather's like where you're at, but I call this weather sweaty thighs weather.
Yes.
Because I don't know if it's just a female thing or if it happens to men too, but our thighs do get quite sweaty in this weather.
So
and I don't know why people wear trousers and leggings and things.
Sweaty,
you just got to let the air conditioning in.
So it's sweaty thigh weather. Athena, I'm going to have to let you go because we've run out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Good luck in Edinburgh. See you
Bye.
There.
Thank you very much. See you around. Bye.
That was Athena Kubledu. Right, goodbye. That's it. There's no more time. Here's
That's
a
it.
Song.
Bye, everyone.